Well, I'm here at the media conference for the Irish Life Dublin Marathon, which will take place on Sunday, October 27th. As you can probably hear, there's lots of activity in the background. Thousands of runners, including international athletes, club runners, wheelchair assistant participants, charity runners, and first-time marathon participants will run the 26.2-mile course along the streets of the capital and the greater Dublin area. Right now, I'm joined by current Irish Life Dublin Marathon women's champion, Anne-Marie McGlynn. Anne-Marie, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good. From Offaly, but by way of Letterkenny Athletic Club.
Yeah, from Offaly. I run for Letterkenny, but I live and married in Strabane, County Tyrone. So, yeah.
So you're representing a lot of people when you're out on that course.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So, I run for Letterkenny. I'll be wearing the Letterkenny vest. They're a huge support. But I run the streets of Strabane every day of the week, so I've got huge support from them, and I'm living up there now 20 plus years. So,
what is it about running that appeals to you? How did you first get into this? Because it's not an easy pursuit at the level you do it. It requires a lot of commitment.
Yeah, I think I started running when I was probably primary school, and then I just kind of gradually joined a club and started to train a couple of more extra days a week, and just when I was probably under 14, under 15, I was at national championships winning cross-country medals, some track medals, and then, just kind of kept it up. And I wouldn't say I was a huge talent when I was younger, but I definitely had some talent in me, but I had to train to get that, the talent out of me. So, I just love it, and it's just something I've been doing for 30 years, 32 years probably, yeah.
And as we were saying at the start, you are the defending champion of the Irish Life Dublin Marathon. No doubt that's a title that means something to you, means a lot to you, and it's a title that you want to defend again.
Yeah, 100%. It's my fourth time to do Dublin, so I was second twice. Last year I came back and I was praying. It was my third time lucky, and yeah, thankfully I got to stand on the number one podium and lift that cup, which for 2 years previous I've been looking at it and willing it my way, but I fell short twice, and last year I defended it, and oh my god, it'd be amazing to take it home again. So yeah,
it would be fantastic. I've spoken to several people who've done the Irish Life Dublin Marathon over the years, and they say at one point or another, the wall actually is a thing. It's not just something people say, it's a genuine thing in marathon running. At your level, when you're out to win it, does the wall hit? Is it still a thing even at the elite level?
Yeah, it's 26 mile. Even when I broke 2:30, I felt amazing that day. At 22, 23 mile, you're always going to get that pinch. But that's why we train.
Try and explain the feeling of the pinch. Try and delve into what the pinch is.
It's your muscles start fatiguing, and you'll start feeling wee little aches and pains. And I wouldn't say it's your breathing and stuff. It's not your lungs and stuff. It's more your hips, your glutes, your quads, your calves. There's wee little twinges every now and again, and you're okay, don't go on me, and you're just willing the legs to keep moving. I would say, it's more your muscles and your bones and joints rather than your lungs. So, and the thing for that is making sure you've took on all your fuel and you're hydrating throughout the course. Everybody's going to get a point where you're going to have a bad patch. 100% you'll have a bad patch, but you just have to turn that into a positive and be no, next mile I'll be 100%. But you will, 22, 23 mile, there's always going to be a pinch, 100%.
Does the support on the course, which is always huge, does that mean something to you? Does that make a difference when that pinch comes?
Yeah. The first year I did it, I got a bit overexcited because I seen all my family, and because I went to university in Dublin and I lived in Dublin, that's where I met my husband. I would have known a lot of people and I had huge support, and I kind of got a bit carried away. And at about 22 mile, it caught up on me. But the support is, if you can get the chance to do Dublin, everybody loves a European marathon because they're flat. And I know Dublin's roly, but there's nothing like home support. Nothing like it. There's people that don't know you and they're shouting you on. So, it's unreal.
How do you know what times you're doing on the course? Or in a marathon situation like the Irish Life Dublin Marathon, are you just literally looking behind you to see who's following, or looking ahead to see where you are, someone's leading or in front of you? What way does it work when you're trying to win it?
Yeah, the thing you have to do is run your own race. And I'll always run my own race. And like, you just don't know, somebody might go off really hard and I'll just be like, that's okay, let them do that, because 9 times out of 10 they're gonna come back to you. And if they don't, well, that's their day. You know what I mean? So I will have a couple of splits on my hand for the mile markers, because a lot of the time the GPS is up and down, so you can't really depend on your lap pace. So I will have maybe a 5K, 10K, 15K mark time on my hand. And when I hit that point on the course, I'll take a quick look. But yeah, like, you just have to run your own race. And I will have a time in mind. And I actually don't even have it at the minute, because I'll sit down probably midweek next week and chat with my coach. But it is a championship race as well at the end of the day, and you have to run it to win it at the same time. So yeah, it's just, I'll have a plan and I'll stick to my plan and hope, yeah, the stars align.
And finally, you're in it to win it. For the vast majority of people, they're in it to run it, which in itself is a victory if they finish it. And even if they don't, there's all sorts of reasons why that mightn't happen. What's your advice to people who are preparing for the marathon, for people who are doing maybe their first ever Irish Life Dublin Marathon, as an incredibly experienced runner and specifically marathon runner? What advice would you give to the people who are just there to finish it, and for them that would be a victory?
Yeah, well, as of today, you're kind of going into the taper now, so whatever you do from now till the 27th of October, you're not going to gain that much. You'll probably lose more than you'll gain if you take chances and do silly things that you haven't been doing in your 12, 16-week plan. So I would say just keep doing what you're doing. Don't do anything different. Get as much rest as you can. Fuel as much as you can. And don't overthink anything. Don't be overthinking the big day, because all it is another big, long run. Yeah, it's 26.2 mile, but we have trained for it. So, and the other thing I would say is enjoy every minute. Go to the expo, soak it in, soak in the atmosphere. Obviously, concentrate on what you're doing. You will be in a zone as such, but just know where your family's going to be. Give them a little smile, high five maybe, because they're the memories that you will remember. My family will be at Dolphins Barn, and I will no doubt, if I can see my daddy, I'll be giving him a slap, yeah. So, and the last thing I would say is smile coming up that purple carpet, because those photos haunt you for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Okay, Anne-Marie McGlynn, from Offaly by way of Strabane and Letterkenny. Thanks very much for joining us, and the very best of luck in defending your Irish Life Dublin Marathon title this Sunday, October 27th, here in Dublin.
Good man, thank you.